Native leaders say a September 12th Alaska Supreme Court ruling in a case involving a Yupik child will cause higher numbers of Native children to be cut off from their families and culture. As KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports, the state says the decision in Tununik versus the state of Alaska will put kids into permanent homes more quickly and follows a U.S. Supreme Court ruling.
Baby Dawn, not her real name, was 4 months old in 2008 when the state took custody of her. She was put in foster care with a non-Native family in Anchorage. Baby Dawn is Yupik, so the Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA, applies. ICWA was enacted to reduce the high number of Native children being placed in non-Native homes. It gives preference to Native families in custody cases. But after the mother's parental rights were terminated, the foster parent's petition for adoption of baby Dawn was approved in 2012. The baby's grandmother had testified she wanted custody, but didn't file an adoption petition, which would have required the help of an attorney. Alaska Assistant Attorney General Jacqueline Schaefer says the case revolved around the way the grandmother asked to adopt.
The question in this adoption appeal then became, did the grandmother formally seek to adopt the child, even though she didn't file an adoption petition or intervene in the adoption case or attend the adoption hearing? But she did testify at the placement hearing in the related child in need of aid case that she wanted custody.
Schaefer says the Alaska Supreme Court was bound by a 2013 U.S. Supreme Court ruling against granting custody of baby Veronica to her Cherokee father. He had mistakenly terminated his parental rights and was seeking to have that overturned. The ruling against him was decided in part because he had not filed a petition to adopt his biological daughter. The baby Veronica case was decided by a 5-4 U.S. Supreme Court decision. One of the dissenting justices said the ruling violated ICWA's text and purpose. Alaska Federation of Natives co-chair Anna Hoffman of Bethel says the Alaska court ruling that removes baby Dawn from her Native family and community also contradicts ICWA.
The Indian Child Welfare Act was enacted to prevent that exact thing from happening. It was to ensure the unification of Native families and Native children and to allow for Native families to provide the nurturing homes for the Native children that are in care.
Schaefer says the requirement to file an adoption petition means everybody interested in adopting a child will lay their cards on the table at a placement hearing rather than at an adoption hearing that would come later in the process. That, she says, will put children into permanent homes more quickly.
When the child has a permanent placement option that wants to adopt, what the U.S. Supreme Court seems to be saying is that it's not good enough to have people come forward that far along into the case and say, you know, sure, I'd be interested in having custody and, you know, seeing where this goes, and I'm interested. That isn't enough when you already have a formal adoption petition on the table and that child could achieve permanency. The U.S. Supreme Court is saying we need to see a formal request to adopt.
Hoffman says the court has added a costly step to an already complicated process. Schaefer says the court directed the court system, tribes, agencies, and attorneys to work to simplify the process of filing an adoption petition.
After this decision, the court really emphasized that there needs to be some more rules that to make it easier for people to file for adoption.
Hoffman says as it is now, various families can be considered for placement, but she says the added expense and complications of getting legal assistance and initiating an adoption case will be insurmountable hurdles for some families. As a result, she says there will be fewer options for finding the best placement for a child, and more children will be leaving their home communities, she says, with serious consequences.
What it would mean for these communities is loss of access, continuation of culture, a loss of the sense of community that should be there.
Attorneys for the Native village of Tununik may ask the court to reconsider its decision. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.